AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Now that the country and the world are a year into the pandemic, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health, says he and other researchers have learned a lot about what was at first an elusive virus.
30 to 40, 45% of people never get any symptoms at all. So whenever have you seen a virus in which almost half the people get no symptoms, and yet it can kill a half a million Americans thus far?
Fauci tells the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy that the virus has confounded and humbled him and many others. The Senate begins debate on the $1.9 trillion pandemic rescue bill.
This legislation will keep America's families, businesses, workers afloat and hasten the day when our country can return to normal and our economy can come roaring back.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says the measure is too large and contains items not related to the pandemic.
This is a liberal wish list. This is very much seizing the moment, taking a crisis, a problem in America, and using it to advance causes completely unrelated to COVID.
The bill would provide direct payments of $1,400 to most people. There's also money for vaccines and testing, aid to state and local governments, help for schools and the airline industry, tax breaks for lower earners and families with children. The Biden administration steps up its condemnation of the coup in Myanmar, demanding the military stop the brutal crackdown on pro-democracy protesters and release demonstrators and journalists who have been detained. White House calls the situation, including the arrests of an Associated Press journalist, troubling and of great concern. This is AP News. Coming in June, Major League Baseball will honor New York Yankee legend Lou Gehrig. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Gehrig joins Jackie Robinson and Roberto Clemente as players who are honored throughout the league.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
June 2nd marks the 96th anniversary of when Gehrig started at first base for the New York Yankees in place of Wally Pipp, starting his record streak of consecutive games played. June 2nd was also the day in 1941 Gehrig died at the age of 37 of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS.
But I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for.
On June 2nd, each home team will have four ALS logos in ballparks to mark Gehrig's number four. Money will be raised to fight ALS, also called Lou Gehrig's disease. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.